It's time for My Farm Roots, a series from Harvest Public Media in which we hear American stories and memories of rural life. Because when you hail from farm country, roots run deep.
I'm Suzanne Hogan, reporting for Harvest Public Media. Jack and Diane Aaron lived in Kansas City for decades, but when a friend left them a farm, they decided to take a chance on country living. While farm life is different, they found it's anything but quiet.
Stay down.
I'm Diane Loftus Aaron. We moved to Raymore, Missouri in November 2013, so we've been here 7 months, going on eight. I grew up in Kansas City, Kansas, lived there all my life, and lived there until we came here. Great place, but the country's a lot of fun.
You know, if you don't live in the city, you notice all the sounds. The only time I notice a change in sounds in the city is when it was dead silent, when there would be a snow day. And out here, we've got, you know, it's just different sounds. We have birds that'll wake us up, and a cat that likes to wake me up at 6 because he wants to eat. What else do we hear? It's peaceful.
It's just peaceful. It's quiet most of the time.
But it isn't. It doesn't make you crazy. I mean, you know, people who live in the city think it would be awful to live in the country, but that hasn't bothered me. Jack's always been an outdoorsman. He always hunted and did things, so he was really anxious to come out to the country. And being here is not as country as what it could be. You know, Highway 58, just a mile away, and we're on a paved road, and that's what people have commented on when they've come here and they hadn't been here before, is that it was so handy and it wasn't really like we were so far away. So it's closer here to the grocery store than when we lived in the city, because I always went north to Kansas City North. We have two riding mowers. I'm on one, he's on one.
We kind of got it down to fine art. We cut 10 acres about once a week and weed eat.
I cut around the house. He cuts all around in other places, around the pond and down to the pond. We've got people who come in and they cut the hay end of July, first of August. Yeah. There's always something going on. If somebody hears that you need something, like when my arm was broken and I was having trouble because the ladder was just straight up down here, the other two came up and helped Jack. Don't even have to ask. They just, if they hear you're doing something, here they come.
In a case of beer, you can get anything done out here.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media stations across the Midwest. To hear more My Farm Roots stories or to share your own, visit harvestpublicmedia.org.